Brian Houseworth with Democratic gubernatorial nominee Nicole Galloway. We're on the lawn here in Columbia of basically a business center where you spoke today. You're really focusing on rural Missouri. I've noticed that you're here in Columbia today, but you've been primarily hitting a lot of rural towns. It's been a big focus of your campaign.
Every vote in this election matters. And look, when I am speaking with folks in rural Missouri, oftentimes what they tell me is they feel like Jefferson City is disconnected from what matters to them in their communities. Rural hospitals are closing. Jobs are leaving the area. They're concerned about funding for their schools, which are the center of those rural communities. We also know that family farmers are hurting. Commodity prices are down. Bankruptcies are up. And they want a government that will fight for them. They want leadership in Jefferson City that will recognize these issues and put forward an agenda, as I have, to deal with people's most pressing problems.
Two quick questions. These rural areas traditionally are Republican. You're going there anyway. Traditionally, when I say traditionally, when you and I were growing up, most of them were Democratic.
You know, I won in 2018, I won in outstate Missouri, and I would not have won except for the support of outstate Missouri and rural Missouri. If you look at Medicaid expansion, which passed by 6 points, very similar to the 6 points I won in 2018, Medicaid expansion passed not because of just the urban areas, but because hundreds of thousands of rural Missourians said they wanted access to affordable, accessible health care. I think if you bring your direct argument to the people of Missouri and give them a clear choice who you're fighting for and whose side you're on, people, you can win people over and win those votes over.
Final question. I know you got to get back on the bus, and that is your priorities. If elected, Nicole Galloway, as the governor next week, what would your top, let's say, two or three priorities be?
The implementation of Medicaid expansion, making sure that not only folks have access to affordable health care or health insurance, but also have access to health care, meaning we can keep our rural hospitals open and open clinics in parts of our state that desperately need it. We also need a reset on our coronavirus strategy. Hospitals here in Columbia are saying they're overwhelmed. In St. Louis and Kansas City, ambulances are being turned away in Kansas City because they're so overrun with COVID patients. We need a reset on our COVID strategy so we can get people back to work and get our economy open again. And the third thing is dealing with the corruption that we see in Jefferson City. Right now, Governor Parson delivers for insiders, those that fund his campaigns, ignoring the needs of Missouri communities, and I will change that.
Anything you'd like to add?
As state auditor, I have seen that the system is broken firsthand. I hold Democrats and Republicans accountable alike. I found hundreds of millions of dollars of waste and inefficiencies in government. It is time that taxpayers get value for every single dollar that they're putting in, that is going back to their schools, back to their roads, back into their own public safety so they can succeed. Enough with this insider dealing where there's deals made in back rooms that do not benefit the people of this state.
Good to see you. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.